RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Show Dogs, now playing in area theaters.
I like to think I know what my 5-year-old will like or not beforehand, but I got it wrong on Show Dogs. Asking him where this ranks on the 9 or so movies he's seen in a theater, Show Dogs came in behind Peter Rabbit, but ahead of Boss Baby. This is big. This means Show Dogs is one of the best movies he has ever seen. This sample size is small, and it does not shock me one bit a 5-year-old would like the talking dogs. The reason I feel deceived is, he did not laugh. Nobody will laugh harder at a fart joke than this kid, and there is always a line or two he will parrot for the next week. Not so with Show Dogs. Max the Rottweiler straight up farts on Will Arnett. Nothing. Nor is he quoting any lines. I thought he would hate this movie like his dad. Nope, he claims nothing but love for it. Show Dogs makes those 30-second Geico commercials with the humans asking McGruff the crime dog if he has to go tinky poo poo look like LA Confidential or Chinatown. Turner and Hooch and even K-9 with Jim Belushi are the Citizen Kane of K-9 films compared to this thing. I'm not automatically opposed to talking dogs as lead characters. I thoroughly enjoyed Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, and Beethoven as a kid, even though Beethoven didn't talk. Even this year, Isle of Dogs is a 4-star film, and that movie is chock full of talking dogs. No, it's not the dogs. It's the writing. Max Botkin and Mark Hyman's script is terrible. If you want to set the caper in Las Vegas and have the dog enter a show dog contest, have at it. However, write anything more than platitudinous one-liners. Every single thing Max, voiced by Ludacris, says is a simple declarative sentence. It makes McGruff's catchphrase, "take a bite out of crime," sound like Dostoevsky. The dog supporting cast, such as Philippe, the French Papillon, voiced by Stanley Tucci, and Daisy, the Australian Shepherd, voiced by Jordan Sparks, venture into compound and complex sentence territory. Even though we are dealing with a doggy detective, does not mean you have to saddle him with the worst dialogue ever written for a pooch. Show Dogs is Miss Congeniality for canines. Max is a police dog charged with solving the kidnapping of a baby panda. Word is the criminals behind the snatch and grab will steal the winner of the Canini Dog Show in Las Vegas. So Max will infiltrate the contest, act like a show dog, and nab the bad guys. Max is saddled with FBI Agent Frank, played by Will Arnett, as the human who will open doors for him and such. Dog Show Pro Maddie, played by Natasha Lyonne, is a champion dog handler, but also acts as an FBI mole, conduit, liaison whenever the agency needs to infiltrate a dog show, which sounds like it happens more often than it does in this film. Billed as a family action-adventure movie, dogs are the stars here and humans are the background players. Maybe that is why my kid liked it so much. Watching dogs run around solving crimes and act like humans is funny to that demographic. Max must learn how to prance like a show dog, get groomed like a show dog, and tolerate his doghood getting felt up like a show dog. I had to explain the bikini wax scene about why Max screamed so loud when Frank ripped the fur off of Max's nether regions, but that is the most explanation I had to do. Director Raja Gosnell wants to corner the CGI talking dog genre for whatever reason. The preview is proud to say, "From the director of Beverly Hills Chihuahua." Well, I do not see too much competition coming his way. Perhaps I'm just too old and have seen too many talking dog films. If my 5-year-old loved it, perhaps yours will as well. However, I suspect anyone 6 years old and up will also abhor everything about show dogs. That is why I give Show Dogs a 0.5 star out of 4 stars.
Show Dogs is rated PG, now playing at Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, AMC Sundial 20, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodland Square 20, and AMC West Shore 14. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.